Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live here on a Wednesday, December 31st. We last left you there was one of our Kane segments from the vault, which we will be playing throughout today's show as we continue our coverage of the Miami Hurricanes and the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Cotton Bowl. Trick Daddy said it, so I can say it. That's usually how I make my decisions. I'm like, Trick Daddy said it? Well, I can do it then, right?
There was some heavy hate with that, bro. He had like an army of Hurricane fans behind him at the airport. Yeah. Hey, man, we're going to Dallas. We're going to beat those Buckeyes. I was like, oh, okay. You know?
Yeah. All right. He's confident.
T-double-D? Okay.
Listen, as long as my boy Michael Irvin is in four-point position on the sideline doing what he normally does, then I think that it's going to go well. That's the only hype man I need.
How geeked is he going to be?
In Dallas? Like, come on.
I mean, he's literally like a hop, skip, and a jump from his home.
Yeah. No, this may be the most hype we've seen him.
You think?
This may be. I mean, he did use his belt to abuse.
He BTA'd somebody, huh?
He belt to ass the 12th man last week, but I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
He was sweating too, boy. Woo, he gave Mario an embrace, and it was just like, yeah. Mario. I was like, damn, Mario.
That's a lot of sweat.
That was a lot of sweat. Who shot with you?
It is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin out, Leroy out, holding things down here. Vlad and, of course, our boy Josh Appel was kind enough to join us today. How you doing, Josh?
You know, we're here.
Any poop diapers since we've begun?
A pee diaper, actually.
That's not good. That's good. That's not bad at all. You'd rather take the pee diaper.
It's a good time. And he didn't pee on me, so that's a win.
Has he peed on you yet?
Yeah. Once.
Okay.
Yeah. I expect many more to come later on.
Yeah.
You know, the poop thing, though, didn't really, I think I had one explosive diarrhea situation. But other than that, that's been all my wife. That
is lucky. Now, do they smile at you when they're about to poop on you?
Because they're processing their gas. So it looks like they're smiling, but truly they're just like, something's going on in there. Okay. And I'd watch out if I were you.
Okay.
I have some headlines here out of Miami Gardens. We got for immediate release, Miami Dolphins sent this over. We have 2025 team award winners.
Devon Achane is going to win a lot of them.
Well, there's not too many. We have Julian Hill is a winner of the Nat Moore Community Service Award. Miami Dolphins player recognized for exemplary commitment to serving the South Florida community. So that makes sense. Not more big in that sense. This one is interesting. Cameron Good is the team's Ed Block Courage Award. It's selected by the Dolphins athletic training staff. Symbolizes professionalism, courage, and inspiration while serving as a role model. He suffered a knee injury in week 18 of the 2023 season and has rehabbed his way back to serve as a key role in Miami's defensive and special teams unit. Aren't a surprise at all, and that would be Jordan Brooks. He is the 2025 recipient of the Don Shula Leadership Award, voted by the players and given to the teammate who best exhibits leadership on and off the field. And he's the first linebacker to win the award since 2011. Joining Carlos Dansby, Zach Thomas, Channing Crowder, Junior Seau. No, I'm kidding. Channing Crowder's not on the list. Totally kidding. Not on the list. He is on the list of favorite linebackers in our heart, though, if you're listening, Crowder. And if you're not listening, screw you then. Devon Achane, as Vlad predicted, is the winner of the Dan Marino Most Valuable Player Award. Responsible for more than one-third of the team's total offensive touchdowns and total yards from scrimmage. He leads the league in yards per carry and ranks fifth in rushing yards entering week 18. Became the Dolphins' 12th 1,000-yard rusher and fourth to do so in the first 12 games of the season. And yeah, and you, there's, if you have eyes, you know that Devon Achane has been the entire nucleus of the Miami Dolphins offense this year. So not a surprise there. Any shocks? Any shocks with that?
Not really.
You know, you know who deserves an award, who's probably not going to be mentioned, but Riley Patterson, dude.
Ah, yes.
I remember Hockman and Crowder burying Solana.
Facts!
Buried him.
And I'm always down to bury Solana, but he was right.
Sure. Hey, in retrospect, I have not missed Jason Sanders for a second.
First of all, how long? What was Sanders' injury? He tore a groin or something? He messed up his leg? I don't even know what his injury was. I forgot.
I think he could have returned, but I think they're kind of like, nah, you're fine.
Wow.
I always, and I haven't admitted this to Hawk or to Crowder, I always thought like how animated and emotional that made the two of them for kind of like a, it wasn't like an unreasonable take from Solana. I didn't necessarily like agree with him. I thought like, Hawk and Crowder made good points about it, but like how aggressive the pushback was.
That was very aggressive, Josh. Josh, it was
I like
very
a lot, so I obviously anytime I would want
we are right. It's come on. It's you know, it's tax, death taxes, and you know, burying Solana is like the best thing ever. You know, it's like Sunday dinner by Abuela. It's something you want. But he was actually right. He didn't make a weak point. Now I actually hit him up saying, "You're right, Solana. Just, you know, live long enough so that you'll end up being right, and you can live long enough to bring it right back to their face." And he has. And then this is what I hate when people are wrong. They try to be like, "Yeah, you're right," and then move. No.
You're not just gonna same energy.
I need that same energy. I need that same fervor that you gave me when I was making my point. So yes, Solana, you, Hockman and Crowder need to eat a lot of crow and owe you an apology over a field goal kicker. When's the last time anybody mentioned Jason Sanders?
Yeah, listen, we forgot. We've already forgotten. And we've had a list of kickers in the past that have been pretty good. We really have. But as soon as like we're like, okay, we like this guy, then we move on. We were really only married to one kicker before. That's Olindo Bade. And I'll never forget him.
Wow.
Had his own song.
Did?
Olindo Bade. Olindo Bade. It's actually just the Miami Dolphins theme with his name.
Just repeating.
I was about to say week what?
You guys, of course, remember the Dangies, Dan Carpenter.
Dan Carpenter was a great kicker.
Tony Sperano never fist pumped harder for anybody.
God. Oh, that's
than
right.
He did for a Dan
that's
Carpenter
right.
Field goal.
Yeah, he was. Hey, but listen, respectively, he was a good kicker, and he became a good kicker for Buffalo as well. Jay Feely. I remember Jay Feely with the gloves.
Gloves and wristbands. It's enough of it.
Oh, come on. You didn't like it? Just a little bit of swag.
Jay Feely's most famous contribution since he retired was calling a game for CBS Sports Network college football and the kicker missing a field goal by like 10 yards wide right and Jay Feely going, "Oh, he just made it. What a kick." Oh, okay. You've never seen that clip?
No, but that's got to be, if that's your best contribution post football, that's not great. That's not great at all. But, hey, man, he had the gloves. He had the gloves on.
He did have the gloves. On a team, by the way, he wore gloves and armbands on a team that went 1-15.
Yeah.
You can't be the kicker who wears gloves and armbands on a 1-15 team.
But doesn't that sound about right, though? It's like the guy who goes to the pickup game who's got, like, the arm sleeve and the LeBron jersey and it's tucked into his Lakers pants. You said that was you?
When I would play in, like a media basketball game, I was all about the headband and the sleeve.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, I like a little bit of swag, but mine was different. Mine was always, like, I'm wearing shoes I'm not supposed to be, and I'm paying for it now. I'm sure, like, I could have avoided years of damage to my heels and Achilles when I was like, of course I'm going to wear these Jordans not tied instead of like actual shoes that support your ankles. But, you know, as the general manager of the Lava now, all I have to do is make sure the pieces are in the right place and we can reach the championship.
Which means you not being on the team?
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, when I put the pieces together and put these things in motion, we won a championship here at Odyssey. I'll never forget. And you know what? That reminds me, because last year we did it because I had to go to Baltimore. I couldn't get out of that. This year, I go to Baltimore again around the same time. If we do the media game one more time and I'm not there, I may cancel my show because the guys need me, Vlad. They need me.
They didn't need you last time.
No, they needed me to orchestrate for the sidelines. That's what we needed last year for sure. But
I think
we got it all together.
They just did not need us on the team. They brought in a ringer.
By the way, Bradley Chubb named Week 17 AFC Player of the Week. Look at us, man. We're just
Has he low key had a pretty good season, Bradley Chubb?
You know what? What's interesting about Josh, this Miami Dolphins?
He's had a very good season. Not even a low key. He's had a very good season.
He's had a good season. Jordan Brooks has had a good season. Micah Fitzpatrick's had a pretty good season. Devon Achane's had a pretty good season.
And that's the problem with the team. You've had guys who've had pretty good seasons individually, but collectively, they've not had a good season. They might have had a good stretch, but.
I mean, Chubb was great in 23, 11 sacks, 6 forced fumbles. This year, 8.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. Obviously, had the one on Sunday on Baker. I'm not sure he's going to be back next year, just given the cap situation.
No, but he's going to hit his incentives, though. He's going to hit his bonus.
Oh, yes, he will.
Man. That sucks, the harsh reality of this cap situation.
Yeah, well, they tried.
Yeah, they did. I'm interested to see what the next step is for the Miami Dolphins. We will get into that, as well as the next step for the Miami Hurricanes as they prepare for the Cotton Bowl today. Before we get back into Kane's stuff, though, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, we do have some shenanigans. Let me see if I sent this rundown appropriately to you guys.
No, next thing we're gonna talk Hurricanes, and then we're gonna do Rats Off His Ship.
Oh yeah, totally right. We have a Hurricanes talk coming next. Oh, wow, look at us! Look at me! Look at us! Buckeye hate and a dilemma that I have. This is a hard one. Appel, if you have an opportunity to listen to this next Miami Hurricanes theme segment, I'm going to need some advice, dude, especially if things go the Hurricanes way today. I'm going to need some advice, but it seems like the guys have decided for me. Stay tuned as we continue to break down the Canes right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome to the second hour of the show. It is Tobin and Leroy. Vlad coming in there with Rock You Like a Hurricane because, of course, we are on the cusp of revenge. Tomorrow, coverage begins.
Man, like, see, this is why, Vlad.
3 p.m.
No matter how positive, no matter how much I speak highly of the Canes and what they've done, somebody bring up some dumb stuff.
Revenge.
You're bringing up stuff where most of the guys on the team weren't even alive.
That's not about my business, right? Leroy. It's not my business. See, this is where I got to side on the other side sometimes, Leroy. I am all with you about being right, giving an objective, fair, and balanced side of the argument. But you weren't there.
Yes, I was.
You were in Fiesta Bowl? You were in Arizona that day?
No, I wasn't in Arizona.
Oh, I was there.
I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
I saw it play out. And
if
and not even a Canes fan, I was like, what the hell is going on?
So, therefore, that hurts. It's going to hurt. I don't care. I'll be 73.
Yep.
I'm still going to be thinking about that.
I got you.
So, Canes fans. Listen.
What I'm saying is.
Let me ask you this. You think.
To the current day players.
Like, you think Brown fans were alive when you left? Right when Cleveland left. No. I'm talking about when Cleveland left the first time, right?
Yeah, I was there.
Right,
yeah.
You were there. Right. You understood how it meant for fans. And then when they came back, you saw how it meant. There were fans that weren't born when they left. So they don't know. They didn't know the feeling about getting their franchise back.
They hate Baltimore.
Right.
It's kind of a different situation, though. It's the
feeling. You can't take the feeling. The moment of what a game or a play can do to the fan.
I mean, yeah.
So the mention of Terry Porter, it could be Terry Porter, the former great Portland Trailblazer. To Canes fans, it's going to be Terry Porter, the official.
The official. Correct. Hmm. I know that. Even I know everybody, Hall of Fame, Terry Porter.
Hall of Fame. Hall of Shame.
Yeah. He's an official Hall of Fame. Yeah, he's in
Oklahoma. Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they would. get this loser in the
I would just like they would say that, and you know where I got that from? That thinking?
What?
Bill Belichick.
Of course.
I remember they said, you haven't beaten the Steelers. He said, we haven't beaten the Steelers in X amount of times. Bill goes, I was the coach of the Giants.
See?
And that's probably the disconnect between player and fan, right? And so, like, I understand it, but my whole thing is when none of the parties that were involved in that or in the current game, how does it?
You're right. Aaron Judge was probably like 3 years old when Jason Veritek and Alex Rodriguez got into it. It doesn't matter. The minute you put on the uniform, you are part of the rivalry. Okay?
The Kings, though, they only played like one time.
It was for a national championship. We don't like them. They don't like us. Rivalry.
I have a whole different feeling about Miami-Notre Dame.
Okay, so Miami-Notre Dame, when they kept on showing the Catholics and the convicts, where the players born?
But they've played a bunch of times since then.
Right. Ohio State and Miami's played a couple more times after that.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Miami played one time in Columbus, right?
Yeah, they beat.
I remember that one.
I think the last two times they split with each team has had a victory, but it still doesn't matter when both teams now and the stakes are this high, you can
over under on the national broadcast.
Of what?
How many times they show? Back to that.
When are you talking about the game, or are you talking about from pregame and
just
the game?
Just the game and where it all.
Oh, if you're talking about the game, they'll show it at least 4 times. If you're talking about pregame and the game, 10 times.
Okay. All right. Over under. I'll take the under.
Because every hour they'll probably, like every hour when they, you know, reset, they'll just show
it. I will take the under. Because I look at it, I come from a different, you know, view. So I would say under. I would say if you got to go back to that, then this game is not that exciting. No, and I think this game offers a boatload of excitement.
But when you have a game, you know, it does. No, but listen, Leroy, you're always going to go back to the game.
Yeah.
You're always going to go back to game. Like, for example, if Alabama faces Georgia again in the national championship or in the semi, like whatever, guess what they're going to replay back? When Tua came in for Jalen Hurts.
Right. But that's recent, though.
But they're going to say, hey, these two teams face each other in the national title game.
That's not 25 years ago.
It don't matter. How many times they show Wide Right?
They didn't show
both teams are good. They showed
a couple.
Leroy, that's the way to get the fringe fans to understand why the rivalry is the way it is. How many times they're going to show Michigan versus Ohio State? How many times you going to hear about the 10-year when you guys didn't win?
10-year war.
Yeah. How many times you going to have to hear that? These guys weren't even a gleam in their daddy's eyes, but they got to hear that all the time.
I'm going to say this. I didn't care about Ohio State or Michigan when they were talking about that 10-year war. I was what? 2?
Oh, exactly. But when they
broke. No, I got you. But like, Vlad, I'm not even like, I get it. But the problem is that I'm like, I want to talk about what's going on now. And so. Somebody said, "Don't poo-poo it, Leroy." Leroy. I'm really not.
That was a good
understand. No, I'm trying. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to wrap my head around it and understand where people are coming from, and it's just a hard thing for me to do. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm more interested in what happened the last 2 months than what happened 25 years ago.
That's not real pain for you then, Leroy. It's real pain for me.
Robbed. Absolutely robbed. But we have an opportunity to make good tomorrow. Coverage begins right here at 3 p.m. with Countdown to Kickoff. And this, for me, kind of works out perfectly. Could work out perfectly. But 7:30 p.m. Actually, I need advice, guys. Damn, I just realized this. 7:30 p.m., the game starts. And let's say it ends, what do we think, about 10:30?
No.
11:30. They're going to slow roll it. You know they're going to have probably a special guest at halftime. Probably the halftime's going to be extra long.
And it's on ABC, so they're probably going to want it to lead into Ryan Seacrest's rocking New Year's Eve party
true,
or whatever.
Man, that's true. That's a good point. Okay, so Leroy, we're going to make this quick because I know you have a Cleveland hit, but I have an opportunity to make it to the national championship game. And have a potential if the Miami Hurricanes successfully beat Ohio State and whoever may after to watch them, you know, kind of host a national championship at home. Now, my problem is it happens to be on January 19th, a day that I had agreed to go to a wedding.
Who gets married on a Monday?
People were trying to save some money.
Who gets married on Martin Luther King's birthday?
It's messed up. It is messed up. A lot of things are thrown into question here, Leroy. This is first cousin, by the way. I'm not in the wedding. I'm not one of the, you know, guys. But
how close is the person?
Man, so I wouldn't.
If you got to explain it, you had already made up your mind.
Love him. Love him to death. Love him to death. But it's not necessarily that I want to go because I love him so much. It's more like I know I'm going to hear it if I don't. That's really what it's come down to.
Hey, sometimes in life, Marcos, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
You got to do things and deal with the consequences.
Nah, fam. Just say you got work.
Just live.
Just say you got work. Say that you can't get out of work. That's it. They got you. They need you to cover the Canes.
Now, how much does that cost me? Because I've already, listen, I understand how the game goes. I RSVP'd to that wedding. I know all these plates aren't free. So I got to pay for my plate at the very least, right?
You can pay for the plate.
But I got to pay for my plate, potentially my wife's plate.
Typo's plate's not, you don't have
no,
to pay.
No, he's no kids. No kids allowed. Yeah, no kids allowed. Right, so yeah. They paid for the
plate.
So
why don't you call and cancel it and say I got to work and then you can get out of that?
And like I'm saying, it's going to cost me some money because I got to pay for two plates and a wedding gift. And I'm sorry, wedding gift. Not like I attended and here's a toaster. I last second backed out. Now
so you're putting that guilt on yourself, Ricky
Bobby. You're putting too much guilt on yourself.
You put way too much heat on yourself.
This is good news. This is good news that I need to hear. You know, these are things I need to hear.
If the Canes win,
yeah,
how sad would you be missing out on a Canes celebration?
See, it's what we talk about.
Well,
once
and
in
this
lifetime.
Is all because there's two more victories that have to happen for this to even come.
Well,
to
no,
play.
No, right. So yeah,
well, we're getting closer and closer because then now.
So
it's January
what I would have did was wait. What I would have did was.
Do I put them on notice?
No. What I would have did was I wouldn't have said nothing until the situation actually presents itself. You causing yourself a whole bunch of headaches, and you don't even know what the outcome's going to be. You talking about two victories from now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to buy your plane ticket early, don't you? You know, not,
it's not even here?
No. I'm saying in general. Like, I'm saying, like, let's say
you want to attend the Super Bowl. But it's here. Why are you making up? It's here.
No, I'm saying you have to plan ahead. You know, essentially, if you know the championship's going to be there.
Is the wedding here?
The wedding's in Orlando. YouTuber.
So what?
Karen said, if he got married, he lost his freedom on MLK Day. Ironic.
Hey, listen, he got that nearly freedom from the discount he's getting by doing it on a Monday.
All right. That is crazy.
That is crazy.
Like,
for sure.
On Monday, Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah. And he's not a sports fan, too, so I can't even be like,
understand? So you can't even be like, yo, you getting married on the day the Canes?
Yeah, like,
you can't do that.
So, Marcos, let's break this down.
Yeah.
What is going to be served at this wedding? Because if he getting married on Monday, y'all might be having spaghetti.
Not Sunday leftovers.
That's fair. Yeah. I haven't had a chance to look at the menu. I usually just look to see if there's an open bar. That is usually what I look at. But
is it open bar?
Yes, it is.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we have open bar, and I was good to go there. As far as the menu options, I think we had to pick something, but it's probably like rice and chicken or something. But
chicken or steak?
Nah, it won't be steak. Remember, this is a Monday wedding we're talking about. Yeah, this may
be, that's budget, what I'm bro.
Saying. This so, may be Kraft so, mac and cheese. So if you giving up $100 a plate, that's too much.
That's too much, right? Too much? Okay.
Why don't you just get him a nice gift?
Just get him a gift.
Nice. How much is a nice gift?
I don't know. Get him what you're in a relationship. What do you think a wedding couple needs?
First of all, it goes like this.
What do you think a couple needs when they get married?
Is this a friend of your wife?
Candles.
Or is this a friend, your candles? Friend?
No, this is my cousin. This person.
Oh, cousin.
Yeah, that's my first cousin. Yeah.
Oh, first cousin. Y'all were close?
No, that's what I mean.
Y'all didn't, like, they didn't give you baths together? Like, it wasn't like that? There's no pictures of you guys?
Nope. See, that's what I'm saying. It's not like that. It's more of like...
Smith said Monday wedding is catered by Texas Roadhouse. Yeah.
I'll take that. I'll take a little Texas Roadhouse.
That would be good.
YouTuber.
I guess I just gotta sit and wait. First things first.
I mean, yeah, but if they win, when they win tomorrow, you might want to start.
I gotta start planning.
You gotta start thinking about it.
Yeah, because they win tomorrow. Yeah. Now you got 18 more days.
There you go, silly sausage. Right, task at hand.
Task at hand. You worried
about stuff four steps out of the way.
Silly sausage. Right.
It wouldn't even been a discussion right now for me.
All right.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. We ain't there yet.
That's the advice then. We will cross that bridge when
we get
there.
See, here's the thing, though. Because it's his family, that's why he has to bear that, the burden.
And again,
if it was, like, his wife's cousin,
he would have the wrath of his wife.
But he'd rather take the wrath of his wife for a King's Championship.
No, he would.
I can't make it, bro. I can't make it. You know, baby, I love your cousin. I really do love your cousin. It's great. God bless her. I'll send her a gift.
But wait, you probably be able to go. You might be able to go.
I don't like your attitude, Leroy.
I'm just saying you putting out a whole lot of unnecessary stress for something that haven't even worried about things that you need to worry about. Right now, that ain't an issue.
You sure they still getting married?
Hey, listen, and they better be married for life.
You sure they're married? You know what? Ask them right now. Did they go to the court?
Dude.
I'm going to tell them, hey, if y'all love each other.
No. Ask her if she went to the court to, like, officially get married.
Ask them.
Because if they go to the court, they're not married.
You know
yet.
What? They might not know a Big Spoon.
That's true.
Or a Mima.
You know what I'll do? I'll tell them, hey, listen, y'all love each other? Exchange phones right now. Maybe I can just go ahead and that'll solve my problem.
Yeah, man. Until it's official, you ain't got to give them or you don't have to RSVP yet. Or did you?
Yeah, it ain't $100. That's what I was just thinking. It ain't $100 a plate.
Yeah.
If it's on Monday.
For some arroz con pollo.
So if I send my check,
don't send nothing yet.
They're going to ask for more money.
Don't send nothing yet.
What are they going to do with $47? All right. Task at hand, I will wait for the Miami Hurricanes to take care of business. And task at hand, here, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up with Day Today to find out what actual birthdays we're going to celebrate. And Leroy is going to take a quick second to discuss Cleveland football. We'll be all back together by noon. Much more coming up on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are playing our favorite game to play on a Wednesday for the last time in 2025. Rats off a ship. I am going to keep this New Year's themed, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
I have a couple things here. Vlad, you can tell me whether or not you're rats off a ship on these various New Year's things. All right. Number one, the Midnight Kiss. The midnight kiss is widely believed that if you don't kiss someone at midnight, you'll have a year of loneliness. Are we rats off a ship on the midnight kiss?
I'm rats off a ship on that.
Rats off a ship on that.
Yeah, one, come on, man. You know how many times I haven't done the midnight kiss? I haven't been alone.
Rats off a ship.
And by the way,
yeah.
What if there's multiple people that want to kiss you at that midnight? Ooh, it depends on that party.
Out.
You know.
Watch out. Can't get yourself caught up.
Can't. So yeah, I'm rats off a ship on that.
Rats off a ship on the midnight kiss. All right, let's. How about this one? Are you rats off a ship on making sure your home is clean before the new year begins? Do you think that is going to determine whether or not you have a clean 2026?
I mean, you want your home clean, but are you hosting a party? Because I mean, I would understand you want your home clean to host a party. Then you're gonna it's gonna get dirty again, and then you're gonna have to clean it on New Year's Day.
That is true.
So cleaning the, I mean, are you cleaning your house on the last day of the year to go into the new year clean?
Yes.
But could you not clean on New Year's Day and start the new year clean?
No, that's too late, according
to
the
myth. How is that too late? It's still the new year.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship on that.
All right, there you go.
I'm rats off a ship. Makes sense. Like, you could clean. I mean, I don't knock you for cleaning the night, but understand this. If you're cleaning the night, you're still cleaning the next day because you might have people over.
Okay. Yeah, that totally makes sense. I mean, I was always told that, you know, you have to do it beforehand because, you know, that's how you're going to start the year, blah, blah, blah. But I'm confident that if you get your house just as clean, even by the second, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Go ahead.
What do you think of this one? The empty suitcase. You want to travel the new year, you grab an empty suitcase and you run around the block with it at midnight.
Why would we grab an empty suitcase? Josh, are you going to grab an empty suitcase at midnight tonight?
Why? Absolutely not.
Oh,
I've never heard of that.
You guys never heard of that tradition? You want to increase traveling in the next year, so you take your suitcase and you just kind of, you know, just run around the block.
Is this like a Two Americas thing here where I'm just not?
No. It seems like a South Central American thing, according to what I'm looking at here.
Could you imagine a man? Like, could you imagine Appel right now if he decided at midnight just to grab his suitcase and just walk around the block?
Honey, I'm going outside.
Like they just had a newborn and his wife.
Especially now, right?
Right, like if like, and he's like, "Baby, what are you? Why are you going around the block? Just trying to bring things into fruition. You know, maybe I want to travel more with you and the family this year. So I'm just gonna walk around the block in an empty suitcase." No, they're gonna look at him like he's crazy, like he's trying to leave.
Okay,
yeah, I'm rats off a ship on that.
Rats off a ship on the suitcase.
Off
by the way, Abel, we are doing rats off a ship on New Year's traditions.
I read the rundown. Come on, right. Marcos.
Oh, he sent it to you.
Okay. How about this one? What do you think of this superstition? Don't eat chicken or lobster. Some avoid chicken because they scratch backwards, and lobster because they swim backwards. And they avoid eating chicken or lobster to prevent moving backwards in life.
But what if 2025 was a good year?
I mean, but you never want to move backward.
But what if that last year you had was great? Don't you want to have, you know, you might want to have that same year over again.
Essentially you're right.
You ain't telling no brother not to eat no chicken. That's just first and foremost. Ain't no brother
or
gonna
lobster.
Be
lobster.
Or lobster. Hell no. We eating. Okay. We eaters.
Yeah, sir.
I love a good grilled chicken. I love a good lobster. I was thinking we were gonna probably do steak tonight, but if you tell me if I go somewhere and they're serving chicken and lobster, am I gonna go up to them and be like, "Hey guys, come on. What are we?"
You're moving backwards. You're moving backwards.
I can't eat this. Absolutely not. Rats off a ship on whatever the hell they're talking about.
Rats off a ship.
All right. This one, I know you guys have been, you've heard of this before. You probably participated in it at least once. 12 grapes at the stroke of midnight. 12 grapes, one for each chime of the clock to ensure 12 months of good luck. Are we rats off a ship on this tradition?
These are things that people do.
You've never had grapes at midnight, Appel?
I can't recall.
No.
I can't remember.
What is this?
You know what? You guys have never been to a Diddy party.
Rats off a ship.
Wait, time out. No, and we would not want to.
What?
What, they're going to pour us some baby oil instead of champagne?
A majority of the party is fine, I promise. what about this one?
Black, so you go to that peas. Secret room, right?
Black
Eyed Peas? The Fergie?
Yes. No, not your lovely lady lumps, but the actual peas themselves represent coins, and green represents paper money. Eating them together, black eyed peas and greens, is said to bring financial prosperity. Are you guys rats off a ship on that?
Yes. Rats off a ship.
No black eyed peas for you guys, huh?
Not even Fergie. I'm not even Fergie singing the national anthem.
All right. What about throwing furniture? Popular in South Africa.
Throwing furniture out?
Out of the window. In some cities, people literally throw old furniture and appliances out the window to symbolize letting go of the past.
I'm pretty sure Morgan Wallen got arrested for that.
Yeah, did. I don't think you should be throwing any type of furniture outside.
Oh, out of your window. That's totally fine. Just not off the top of a bar.
Rest in peace to DMX. He used to throw refrigerators off the top of apartment buildings.
That's kind of lit.
Just to hear the noise. God forbid somebody's walking around. Walking under.
All right. Last one here. Polka dots. Are we
rats on polka dots? Dude, I haven't rocked a polka dot since Kwame.
Oh, all right.
I'm in on polka dots. Shout out to Dusty Rhodes, The American Dream.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What, you want some sapphire too? You want some sapphire too? If you're saying shout out to Dusty Rhodes. No, I don't. No big man should wear polka dots, especially black and yellow polka dots. I don't care if he's The American Dream.
No,
polka dots and dunzo.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to this Dusty Rhodes hate.
Listen, Kwame and Dusty Rhodes are the only two people that were rocking polka dots. And even Kwame will tell you, polka dots are done. Done, done, done. Dunzo rats off his ship on polka dots.
Rats off his ship.
They say wearing dots in the Philippines is a must because the round shape represents coins and prosperity. Mm-hmm. All right. Last one. I'm sorry. I know that one's supposed to be the last one. Last one here. Colored underwear. Red to attract love and passion, yellow gold to attract wealth and happiness, white for peace and harmony, and brown so no one sees the stains.
What brand? What brand is the underwear?
What brand? You know, this is Latin America and Italy.
So it's Hanes or Fruit of the Loom?
Puma, I don't know.
You know what?
It'd probably be Adidas.
I'm on the ship on this.
You're on the ship?
Oh, he's on the... Oh, okay. You know, I mean, not without getting too personal here. Of the options, red, yellow, gold, white. What are we aiming for this year?
What about blue?
No blue.
No blue.
I love the whitey tighties as much as the next guy. Yeah. Let's go with some gold here.
Gold attracts some wealth and happiness. Hey, that's not bad.
Yellow gold. Cover the number one.
Hey.
Yeah. You know good what? Point. That's you it. Mentioned brown covering up number two. Gold covers number one.
Solid. Look at
not
us.
If you're hydrated, it won't.
Yeah, if you're hydrated, it's just going to look like a... You know, what are we even doing here?
like water in the sand.
The Canes play their biggest game in 20 years.
Yes.
The Canes play the biggest game since 2 weeks ago. Stop. We're going to keep on saying that.
We will review our final scores and our final predictions for the Canes' biggest game in 11 days. That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Tonight at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas.